Good morning. It's 11:31 on March the 21st, Saturday, 2020. Jeez. The footing is a little treacherous where the sun has not been shining. And I mean that in a literal sense, not the figurative stick where the sun don't shine, but the sidewalks where there's a lot of shade are somewhat less than clean and dry. Let me put it that way. Most of it has been pretty good, and I'm on a dry spot now. Most of it's been pretty good. We got snow. I put out a picture, I think yesterday. It was a bonus picture titled "Not Today," and Anita replied with, "What do you mean, not today? Is that picture not taken today, or are you not walking today?" And the answer is, "I'm not walking today, but yeah, the picture was taken today, or in this case, yesterday." The morning snap this morning is a bit snowy. The runoff is pretty solid here. I'm looking in the gutter beside the street. There's water running. The trees are dropping little chunks, very small, tiny chunks of ice and snow. Finally shedding some of the love that they've built up over the last couple of days. This morning was freezing fog. So what happens in freezing fog is you get fog and temperatures that are below freezing, hence the name freezing fog. But the fog then condenses on things and gives everything a little coating of ice. In case you live in a place where there is no freezing fog. So, let's see, what have I been up to? Writing, publishing. The Wizard's Butler is out. I don't think I've walked since I hit publish. It's done pretty well. John Ward's been sharing the cover art for it around. He did a really good job. It's an odd color scheme, and the cover itself is rather dark, even though the story is only slightly dark. But I really wanted to sort of change up the old gothic romance vibe and get away from the swirling magic vibe of the current urban fantasy, paranormal romance genres these days, and go back to the old look of the old gothic romances from the 60s and 70s and 80s. And I think he did a really good job with it. We even went and bought a font that we could use that harkened back to the old fonts we picked off from some of the old cover archives. And I'm really pleased with the way they came out. So we'll see how that goes. In the meantime, I'm pretty sure I mentioned this one. I did finish the first draft for Dark Knight Station Origins. I don't know if it's going to be a sequel to that yet. And I've started filling in the holes in Troy Harbor. This weekend is an event that the Independent Publishers List has, the Independently Published Authors List of, it's a subgroup of the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers. We call it IPAL. So IPAL has hosted this event a couple times a year for, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 years now. We've been doing it for a while. And every year we get more people. Every year we have people sitting down and following along at home with the sprints and turning in their cons and generally having a party while they're writing over 4 days, trying to get 6,250 words a day, 25,000 words at the end of the weekend, which it goes through Monday night. So I'm one of the Sprintmeisters. I did my stint this morning for 2 hours. I did one yesterday for 2 hours. I'm off tomorrow in terms of running sprints, but I do have one on Monday morning, 9 to 11 Monday morning. I'll be doing sprinting. I'll be leading the charge with llama memes and cheering everybody on. It's a lot of fun, and it was a good chance for me to try to get Troy Harbor, at least Otto's part of Troy Harbor, out of the gate. It's coming along nicely, although it's slow. It's kind of slow. I've got my 2,000 words this morning, and it's felt like pulling teeth. I don't know if it's because I'm not really dragged into the story yet, or that I'm distracted by everything else that's going around, but for whatever reason, I'll be joining the parade this afternoon. I'll be doing sprints this afternoon, and I'm going to try to do some sprints this evening as well, just because the party atmosphere is enhanced by having more than 2 or 3 people playing along at home. And so I'll play along at home and support my fellow Sprintmeisters and do the thing. I don't believe I'm going to hit 25,000 words by Monday night. It's possible. It's still possible. I came up to just shy of 4,000, so I'm 2,255 words or something. So basically an extra writing day short as of yesterday. So I more than exceeded my 2,000 words a day rule goal, but fell somewhat short of the 6,250 that I needed yesterday to stay on track to get 25,000 on Monday, by Monday night. So that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm up to. That's what I'm after. I'm sort of letting the launch take care of itself, although I probably should email the list, let them know. That there's a new book out. I have people in the Facebook group who are still, in spite of the fact that we've been talking about it for 3 days and the cover's been posted and we had a little Where's Waldo moment with the ASN. They didn't see it. They didn't get the message. At the moment, that's pretty good. I'm doing a pretty steady amount of sales. The Kindle pages are ticking over. So people are reading it. They found it. I'm not too worried about it. Bark, bark, woof, woof. Somebody's got... I was going to say wood, but it smells more like briquettes. got a chicken to do today. And I need to go to the pharmacy again at some point. I'm not too gung-ho about going on the weekend, but the difference between the weekend and the weekdays now is pretty narrow. Schools are all closed. Kids are all home. I don't know of many businesses that are closed, but then again, I don't frequent bars or restaurants, or, you know, the closest I get to a restaurant is the takeout window as a rule. It's 30. It's in the mid-30s here. The sun is up, it's bright, it's beautiful, it's shining. I got my coat unzipped. Get ready to sit with me. Don't post. I got my parka on and my hoodie on. But the parka's unzipped. I built up a lot of heat walking across the first mile. I was listening to I have a Pandora station for the Doors. And so it pulls in a lot of music that was contemporary with the Doors. So a lot of Creedence Clearwater, some Jimi Hendrix in the mix. There was the Animals, there was Blasts from the Past. Led Zeppelin. So say I hear voices. I hear voices, but there's no one there. Actually, there is. There's a couple walking a dog across the street back behind me, walking in the shadow, and because the light is so bright with all the snow reflection, that didn't see it. It looks like we had a hell of a storm. We did for like 2-3 days. It started off all rain, heavy in the morning, and then turned to snow in the afternoon, and it snowed for like 36 hours. I didn't shovel, but my driveway faces the afternoon sun and it's pretty much clear at this point. This guy cleared off his car. He's got a cigarillo in his mouth. I can smell the smoke. Smell the tobacco. It's weird. It's definitely tobacco. It's not the other smokable that's common here in Colorado. Not good for his lungs, but he's probably one of these people who thinks that it's just the flu. Feels good to get out. I have not been walking in the evening either, which is sort of problematic. So I've got a bunch of red days I have to fill in. Catch my calendar up. But I have made my words. Even the day that it took me until 7 o'clock at night, I made my words. I keep hitting my 2K a day. This morning I did it. This morning. Yesterday was... I think yesterday was somewhat later. I wound up going... going a little long. Thursday was definitely long. I had to do a pharmacy grocery run Thursday. And I didn't have all the words before I left. And so it was well into the afternoon before I got them done. At any rate, what am I reading? I'm still reading... I went back to Carol Van Natta and her series, CPS, I can't remember what it stands for. Consolidated Protection Service or something. At the moment I'm reading Pico's Crush. I'm hoping there's another book after it. But if there isn't, we'll find something else to read. I went through a bunch of samples. I went through so many samples of books that were just... Couldn't convince me to buy the book. And there's a lot of free books going around now. It's not... They're not the books I'm going to be reading. I'll be reading the books that I pay for. But the thing is, if you can't get me through the sample, you're not going to get me to click the buy link. And there's just so much that I have gone through lately that I just haven't been able to get through them. I've got a new author that I'm helping that I'm really looking forward to. She's one of the people that I started to mentor after the Colorado Gold last year. And okay, that's not exactly social distancing, people. Five guys in the hot room over here drinking beer. And she's got a really good, really interesting, even though it's not my genre, she's got a really interesting dystopia that has only like one place in it where there's just, she goes one step over the line in terms of coinkydinks. And a coincidence early, okay, that can kick off a storyline. A coincidence late, sometimes they're unavoidable. Sometimes I've been accused of them in the past. Usually by people who missed the earlier cue that something different was happening than what they were seeing in their faces. But no, there's one place where there's Deus Ex that I just, you know, I had to talk to her and say, that one place right there, do something to give this character a reason to go that direction. Just a faint glow in the sky will do it. And so she's taking that to heart. Well, I'm looking forward to it. She wrote to me yesterday and said she'd been trying to sell it, trying to get an agent for it, trying to get an editor, and she's got nothing but rejection letters, so she's wanting to know how she can self-publish it. So I gave her some tips and unloaded a bunch of stuff, and then suggested that she come back to me with the next set of questions. The challenge is always covers and editing and having enough money up front to do even a halfway decent job. And the reality is it doesn't take that much. You know, $65 for a decent cover. It's not a great cover, but it's decent. And, you know, crowdsourcing typos and proofreading is not the best way to do it, but if you don't have any money, that's the next best thing. So we'll see what she comes back with. At any rate, whew, I'm back. I'm a little bit breathless. Well, I think it's because the walking is a bit treacherous this morning. However, tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.